everyone. Hope you're having a great day. This is Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson. Hey, did you hug your family today before you left the house? Did you kiss your spouse? You know, did you tell them you love them? Come on. Now, you better get on that if that hasn't happened. We're talking about family and marriage today. And, you know, I love this little quote here by Elder Russell M. Nelson. He's talking about how material possessions, all of those things, we all know that those are temporary things. But the most important thing is the blessings of an eternal marriage. And I think I'd like to add eternal family as well. Our family is, it should be the focus of the greatest amount of work that we can give. Given it to our families. So I have a couple of Mormon messages that I highly recommend that you check out. One of them is called Saving Your Marriage. And I love the analogy because it talks about how if your body was sick, you're going to rush. You're going to do all that you can to try and make that body well. And I like how they liken it to, well, okay, if your marriage is sick, if your relationship is sick, wouldn't you attend to that with every amount of vigor and energy that you had if your body was sick? That's why I like that. So check that one out. And then there's another one called Expressions of Love. And I'm not even going to tell you about this one, but this is sweet Elder Richard G. Scott. And he talks about this little hole punch thing that he did for his wife. I'm not even going to tell you anymore. It's so sweet. And it just is really talking about forgiving wrongs and overcoming faults and strengthening relationships. You're going to love it. So check them out. Saving Your Marriage, Mormon Message, and Expressions of Love. I highly recommend them. Check them out. It'll make you smile, make your day a little better. And you'll want to go hug your family if you haven't already. Also, look for episode 37, on Gospel Solutions for Families. Great conversation between Cheryl A. Esplin, who is the primary general president, and Linda K. Burton, who's the Relief Society general president. Wow, two really awesome ladies in the room talking about different ways that we show affection to our loved ones. In fact, I've got a little clip here. Take a listen. It's great.
You know, my grandpa, whenever he'd say goodbye to us, he'd come and tuck us in, and it was always very appropriate. He would just say, "What kind of kiss do you want tonight? Do you want a sweet kiss? Do you want a tickly kiss? Or do you want a noisy kiss?" And we had our three choices, and we'd always choose the noisy kiss because he'd blow on our neck, and it'd just make all kinds of sound.
Oh, that's cute.
Nobody else could do that but grandpa.
Those are just the little teaspoons of sugar in a life. They just add a sweetness.
And isn't it interesting, as I watch you two talking about these experiences, how it's almost like they happened yesterday. They're so fresh, and yet it can be something that was long ago that brings the reality back to our moment. I think that's what the Spirit does so well, is it brings not only in remembrance of things that we felt once, but we feel it again. I mean, that's really quite the wonderful element of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is we don't just remember that we had a good experience, but we can feel that experience renewed again and again. And affectionate opportunities, when appropriate, that brings about intimacy, it's a renewing experience.
So I was thinking about ways that maybe my husband and I express love to one another. And my husband has this mole on his chin, and I'm absolutely crazy about it. So I have to kiss my pointer finger and just stick it on his mole every day. I love that mole. It drives me crazy. That's my way of showing affection. I just got to kiss that mole. It's great. And he has pet names for me, and they're cute. And when he actually says my name, when he calls me Shauna, I'm thinking something's wrong. So he just calls me by pet names, and he loves me. And when we were dating, he used to kiss me at every stop sign and every stoplight. Yeah, I'm kind of missing that. So you know what? Just think today about some way that you can show some affection, some one wonderful way that's just you showing affection to your family. You know, I really am so grateful that I am married to my dear husband. We are coming up on 27 years on October 25th. And I just still love him. I still like him. He is my best friend. And I'm just so grateful that if we do everything that we can and we keep the covenants that we made in the temple, I got him. He's mine. He's mine forever. And I love that thought and that opportunity that Heavenly Father has given us to just be together, hanging out together for eternity, you know? Elder Holland told the story, and I'll just paraphrase it. He's talking about this woman who was the wife of a bishop, and he was busy, and he was always being taken away, and I understand that. I've been there before, and it can be a very trying thing. So she's on a date night with her husband, and the phone rings, and she's like, "Don't get it. don't get it, don't get that phone. And of course he did. And it was a member who needed some help. And she just thought, oh, just makes me angry. And I am just going to maybe kind of sulk a little bit. So she sulked for a little while. And then she had a woman that had, I guess it was a ward member that, unbeknownst to her, had been contemplating leaving her husband. And she thought that maybe she would be happier with another man. And this woman talked to her and thanked her. She said that she had this plan all set. She was going to leave her husband. And she decided, okay, I'm going to call my bishop. Her conscience kept telling her, well, let's call it the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost kept telling her, call your bishop. And so she let it ring and she let it ring. And she thought, if he doesn't answer, that's my answer. I'm going to go. And the bishop picked up the phone, and she was sobbing, and she said, is that you? I'm in trouble. I need help. And there you go. So this woman thought, you know, she looks back and she realized how foolish and petty she was being. And she realized then how much she loved her husband. So today, just take that time to just give your little spouse a squeeze or your children. Let them know you love them. Do something that's special to them and make sure you just give them hugs and kisses every single day. If you want to contact us, go to mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Share your thoughts with us on an affectionate ways that you handle your family or your parents, whatever. We'd like to know. And we'll end today with our song of the day, Love at Home, featuring Craig Larson. Have a wonderful day. Go hug somebody.